You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Says the Gemara in Brachos. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlomo Shimon Yochai. Yom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu et HaOlam lo haya Adam shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. Meaning from the day that God created the world, there was nobody who called God a master. Ad Sheba Avro Bekro Adam. Until Avro Avinu, he was Mechadesh. He brought to the world the concept of the name Adon, master. Shenemar Vayomer Hashem Yomar Hashem Elokim Bameida Kerashena. Adnus Aleph Dalet Nunyud is the Shem that Avraham Avinu was the first one to actually call it in the Torah, the name of Hashem. Omarav of Daniel Onendal Bishil Avraham. Daniel also, when he came to Davin, he only was answered because of Avraham Shenemar, Vatashma Lokeinu, El Tfilat Avdecho, Vatachanuna, Verpanechal, Midosh Hashemim, Leman Adnus. Leman, you should listen to me because of Aleph Dalet Nunyud. And what's Aleph Dalet Nunyud? Leman chomi bayu. He doesn't say you should go for your sake. Ela leman Avrom shekro Odin. Because of Avrom that he's called Odin. So this is it. So you know Odom over Avrom Avinu called Kadosh Baruch Hu Odin from the pasuk Hashem Elokim Bameda Kirashena. So this is in Brachos. That was Avod Beis asks leadam shekro Odin. We talk about Ksim Barach Baruch Hashem Eloik Hashem, and that's Adnus. So there is Adnus before. So why is Adnus Dafka here? There's already four. So he says, no, that Hashem Elokim Hashem is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, not Adnus. But then he says, why don't he bring the Pasuk? Then he's Hashem Adnus. So in other words, you're right. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Baruch Hashem Elokim Hashem. That's fine. That's before, but that's Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, not Adnus. Adnus, the first one is Hashem Elokim Bameida Kiroshena. Asks, Tosfos, one second. This pasuk is brought before. There is a pasuk that says, Ad Hashem Elokim Atitini. What can you give to me? I have no children. What can you give me? And that's Hashem Adnus. So why isn't that the same first place? So says the Tzlach in the Zayin Amud Beis, Shenem Hashem Elokim, Ayin Bein Yaakov Shekos B'Shem HaRashbo, Vayim B'Chidush HaGoda, V'Shodesh Divreim. Let me explain this. Let me tell you the basic idea of what people answer. Shad Avraham Avinu Yom Shazav Hashem Et Haaretz V'Asem V'Sholem Barachetz HaShemayim. Until Avraham Avinu came, people believed that Hashem created the world, possibly, but Hashem left the world on its own volition under the stars. Yakol Tolu B'Mazel, and everything was dependent upon luck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the master. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and was the creator, not the master. The master is something much, much different. Yes. Rabbi Chonan is right. We know the famous choices, the answer to the, but he says like this. And he says, Avraham Avinu bechadesh, that everything comes by God's accountability. Avraham Avinu brought to the world the concept that God is the master of the world, which means that he's the master of everything. And we are his servants. So, in other words, he's the master. We are the servants. And he says, and therefore, things that happen to the world are consequences. In other words, until Avraham Avinu came, the world is a free-for-all. Avraham Avinu was mechadesh in this world, that whatever it happens here, there is an accountability. He's a master. So everything that happens here is mitzad, choiva, and din. Or mitzad, schus, or choiva. V'ikachom ha-shem furush v'ter, like the Torah says, meferush. V'ine, e'parshas matitin li, v'anoi cho'elech hariri. Now, the first parsha before wasn't that. This parsha that says, "Bameida kirashena," what schus do I have to be able to get the schus of Eretz Yisrael? So then he showed that God is the master, because Avraham Avinu is saying, "I need to know how can I know that I will get Eretz Yisrael? I need to have merit, and here merit and demerit, the Shem Adnus applies." Before Matitin Liva Noel Hariri, when he was complaining about not having children, the Shem Adnus doesn't mean that he has to earn it. Earning, the fact that a person has to earn what he gets, it's here. Adnus means that God is the master of the world. There is accountability that he's the master and we owe him a work. And the big question is like this: Avraham Avinu is the Shem HaChesed, right? If Avraham Avinu is the Shem HaChesed, how in the world he's mechadesh the din of choiva? Adnus means the Shem Odin means midas adin, means that you go ahead and you, oh, there is a concept that we are his servants and we deserve and don't deserve. He's the master. And it says that tzlach, that's the chiddush b'meida kirashena. The concept that Avraham Avinu asks, what zchut do I have? What merit do I have to inherit Eretz Yisrael? That question means that God is a master and you have to earn it. So therefore, that's the chiddush of Avraham. Avraham Avinu is chesed. How in the world does Avraham Avinu bring to the world the Shem Agnus? That's the first question. The second question, I want to show you a Magid Tzedek. This is a fascinating Magid Tzedek. Magid Tzedek was a Talmud of the Gro. So see, he wrote a Sefer, a Sidur Kol Shaar HaRachamim. And look at what the Hakdom, or the introduction of the Sefer says. Masoret Bal Peh, Mishagol Rapinchas Zatzal, the Magid Tzedek, Balekamet Askamat Rabo HaGra Al HaSidur Shaar HaRachamim. He came to get the Askam of the Gro in Pirush Magid Tzedek. We're going to see his pirush, that he's going to explain why is Adon Olam, the beginning of Shachris, he gave a gro, when he will see his pshat, he says, Rak mishra pirush azeh. So the gro saw the first pirush, the first interpretation of the Magid Tzedek, explaining why Adon Olam starts davening. He says, if not only for this pirush, that deserves the Sefer to be printed. So the Gros says, I'm giving you a skoma, just even for the first word of the Sefer. And he says, L'sipur zeh yish simuchi b'chtav, and this story is not just a story. He says, this is written, kan fe yoina mesaber abcha shabadi shomru alav agro, so the Merbadich in Shuvah Shalom fe yoina says, I heard about the Gros, shabai lav echad mechab lechavej haskoma itol pirush l'sodr atila, and somebody came to get a haskoma in his Sefer, and again, this is in the, it's printed in the Sefer. The Gro opened up the Sidur, and the first thing is explaining why Adon Olam starts the davening. And he says, if it would have been this, it's enough. Now, I just want to tell you, on this story, they asked, Shepam Shal Mishad Maran Gliza Tzal, somebody asked the Skrov, Maduik Belkol Kachmi Tam Gyoz Adon Beshachris? Meaning, you tell me that this is such an unbelievable pshat, what's so unbelievable? We're going to see this Pirush. So look at the Gro, at the Skrov ends. Skrov says, Torosh Lagrai Ta Torah Tebet. The Gro was always searching for truth. Umin Ahmet Avitala, he always loved truth. You're right, this word is not such a big word. But therefore, but it's a true word that the Gro was enough. So the guy asked, oh, second, this Adon Olam word that he says in the beginning of the season, okay, God's good. Why is it so cautious? So the Beskrov answered him, you're right, it might be not a great word, but it's emes. Truth is something that the Gro searched for. When he saw something that was true, he right away was very excited about it. Now, we know that Milvad Pirush Adon Olam, the Magid Tzedek, besides the Adon Olam Pirush, Shekamuint Kalis the Agra, that the Gro also be spoiled, Niyid Hu Atzmo Adon, the Sefer B'Dashrach HaChomim, he writes in his Aktoma to the Tehillim, She Pirush Elemes V'Yatzik. There is, we're not going to go into it, eventually I'm going to go, he has a Pirush on Elemes V'Yatzik, which is fantastic. She's half the fortune of Poiski Bao Indian test of Vavin. Why there are six Vavin in, there are 15 Vavin, Emes, Vyapsi, Vinochin. So he explains, my do of Vavin of the Heart, why the Vavin, the Gro also liked it. But Adon Olam was the reason I got that comma. So we're going to see this famous Pirush on Adon Olam. Look at what he says. And this, the idea that I'll bring here, Driskrov says it's Emes Ktana. It's a small word. And who am I to argue? But I think that you're going to see that there is something unbelievable, fantastic in what. That's why the Gros be spoiled on this word. Listen to this. Adon Olam. Hine ra'ui la'dat matik nulam chazam itchir ha'sidur avoy Hashem adnus v'lo she'ar Hashem v'sivad ha'kodesh. Adon Olam means that the Shem is adnus. God is the master of the world. Adon Olam asher malach. God is the master of the world, that he came and he became the master of the world. So the question is, why is he the master of the world? Meaning, what makes, why the Shem Adonis, why specifically this name of God? And he says, "Minaroi b'nochay elom, melech olam Hashem molach." Meaning, why Adon olam? Should it be melech olam? It feels that feel a tikkun olam Hashem. There always the Hashem Adnus is the beginning of davening, beginning of shachris Adnus, aleph dalid nun yud, and then Hashem svasay tiftach, aleph dalid nun yud svasay tiftach, the kavanah chaslem. So why is the concept that davening starts always with aleph dalid nun yud Hashem Adnus, the master of the world? Umevuari says, "Who al piak domi masecht atomit." The reason I'll tell you, this is really introduced to masecht atomit. Who amar lema mune, tzuri migias mana shchita. We know that in the morning, the person in charge would say, "Look, if there's already, if it's bright enough to be able to shecht, to basically to shecht the korban tomit." Imigia roebe barkoi, and if it was already the time, the roe would say barkoi. Okay? He would say that it's light already until Hebron. And the Gemara says, why do you have to mention the city of Hebron? Because the city of Hebron is where Avraham Avinu is buried, and to be masked Avraham Avinu, we want to mention Avraham Avinu in the beginning. What's the purpose of bringing Avraham Avinu into the case? We know that the way how we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of Chesed. We say we approach you, God, with your kindness. And Avrom relates to Chesed. That's why they use the Seder Avoid Adnus, also because of Avrom. Because Avraham Avinu, in other words, for us to approach davening, we need to approach the davening through Chesed. We need to be able to God to bestow His kindness. The person who represented kindness and Chesed in this world, his name is Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu was the one who called Hashem by the name Master. We just saw the Gemara before. We have Daniel Lonena Ela Bishvil Avraham. You see, Avraham Avinu, Daniel was answered because of the Chesed Osha, because of Avraham, and he says Leman Adnus. So you see that you use the Shem Adnus because the Tefillah is predicated on Avraham, and Avraham was the one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin, and therefore every davening starts with Odin. The services in the morning start with the word Odin, Master, to remind us of Avraham Avinu. That's the Master of Avraham Avinu. Every Shmon Esrei starts Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the question is, second, that represents Avraham Avinu? Right, you're right, Avraham Avinu, but Avraham Avinu called Hashem Yud-Kivovki before. The first name Avraham calls Hashem is Yud-Kivovki. Baruch Hashem Eloi Kishem. You're right, the Shem Odin is the Chidush of Avraham. Avraham was the one who brought into the world a new name for God, which is the name of Odin. Okay? But that's the schus of Avraham that every Nadin has to start. So the questions are, now, we saw before that Odin means the concept of earning, of the concept of merit and demerit, which appears to be Midas Adin, Midas Chesed. For what that's to do with Avraham Avinu? Question number one. Now, question number two, that every davening is predicated on Chesed of Avraham, and therefore we start with Adnos, but Adnos is not Chesed. So that is something that doesn't make any sense. Okay, and this is the Groh. The girl saw this and they say, wow. So the Olam says, they ask him to scroll. Okay, you're right. Odin is Avraham Avinu, and we down because of Avraham. This way you give us comment to Sefer? Looks like Achsin Shemot. So they ask the Rav to scroll. The girl says, yes, you're right. His Hem is a vort. Doesn't have to be a big vort, but it's a Hemis. He gives us comment. I think there is so much more to it. This is question number two. There are so many questions we're going to go, so I'm going to do as many as we can here. Says the Medrash Tilim. The Medrash Tilim talks in Perches on our Parsha. You see the same thing he says in Matan Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah to the Jews, the Malachim started asking, Hashem, why should he give to women? We know that the Malachim, the angels, wanted the Torah to be given in heaven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you can't. Torah is not in heaven. וכי יש ארץ למעלה, וכי מזכז בתחתונים, there is only in the earth. שנאמר, אני חסיס ארץ, ודם עליה ברוסי. And the time of הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה לא אתם כשירדתם אצל אברהם, אכלתם בוסר בחול, הקדוש ברוך הוא tells the מלוכים, how can you want Torah? When you came to earth by Avraham Avinu in our Parsha, you ate meat and milk. So if you ate meat and milk together, you don't deserve to get the Torah. שנאמר, ויקחם בחולף. ותינוק שלם כשהוא בא מבית רבו ואימו נותן לו פת ובשר וגבינה, הוא אומר להם היום על מטה רבי. A child knows that you can't eat meat and milk together. So you guys ate meat and milk together. You don't deserve to get the Torah. So the question is, one second, why did Avraham Avinu serve them? And that's a reason not to get the Torah? Meaning, what does that mean? So in this, there is a famous Pardes Yosef. And the Pardes Yosef, I quote already several times this Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef quotes the Yid HaKodesh, and he says the following. Isa Terus tells that. They had also lechsor cholam hatchar bosa. Why? You see, meat and milk is very funny, right? You could eat meat after milk, but you're not allowed to eat milk after meat. And it says, why can't you eat milk after meat? Atab de chalav uchesed, because milk relates to chesed. Chesed and kindness relates to something white. Not only that, milk is the beginning of life, it's the potential of life. That relates to the midah of Hashem of chesed, which is potential, which is kindness, right? Ubosar udin, meat, always relates to midah sadin, to justice, because meat you can only get if you kill an animal, right? If you don't kill an animal, you can get it. So therefore, it's the end of life and it's red. And it says like this, וכשאוכל חלב אחר בשר, if you eat meat after milk, okay? So it says like this, one second. It says, וכשאוכל חלב אחר בשר, if you eat milk after meat, the common talk of, we always know that the first one, you have always first mover's advantage. So the first one is the one who has the ultimate power, has the ability to overpower anything else. It's called a talk over. The one which is underneath is the one, at least according to one on the other, has ability to overcome. So he says, therefore, also like B'radil Chesed, so if the first one is meat, the meat means Midas Adin is overtaking Midas Chesed, which comes later. So you know how to do it. If the meat comes first and then the milk, you are overpowering midas hadin over midas hachesed. You're not allowed to do that. But then, aval bosar achar cholof, but if there is meat after milk, the tatog over, because the milk is the first, gets the first mover's advantage, magmir hachesed hadin, so the milk overtakes the midas hadin. And that's okay, chesed to overtake. So in other words, the milk should overtake meat, it's fine. Meat to overtake milk, you cannot. And it all depends what's underneath, what's below. If milk is below, meaning milk started the process, it overcomes the meat afterwards, and that's fine. However, the meat was first, and the meat is underneath, it overtaking the milk creates a problem. So here is the case. The Malachim say, give the Torah to the people in the upper spheres. The angels are higher than the human, they should get the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'rotz la'agbil la'tachtonim." They said the upper ones are the ones who should overtake the people below. And humans say, no, people below have the ability to overtake people from the higher ups. And it says, you can't solve the log over. So they think that the upper ones overtake. And they ate milk after they ate milk. Right? If you look at the psukim, Avraham Avinu served the milk. And then serve the meat. For humans, that's okay. But why? Because the below, the underneath one, the first one is milk, and it overtakes the one above. But if they believe that the one above overtakes the one below, eating meat after milk is a problem because the meat overtakes the milk. So in other words, the whole idea of milk, of the underneath ones, of the lower sphere, overtaking the upper sphere, which means the milk has the ability to overtake the meat, and therefore you're allowed to do that, that implies that the lower spheres are the most important. That works if the Torah belongs to humans, but if you believe that the Torah belongs to the upper sphere, so therefore it should be the opposite. You could never have a case that you ate milk and then meat, because then the meat is going to overtake the milk, and that's a problem. So you see that something interesting, Bosar Becholov becomes the paradigm of Torah, and becomes the paradigm of this idea of milk followed by meat, which is okay, represents Torah Batachtonim. Why? Why is that so essential? You're right, it's a nice board. But this is what's essential? In other words, the halacha that you eat milk and follow milk, you could have meat. Because the milk overtakes the meat and is the underneath one. That's okay, that's called overtaking. Why in the world that represents Torah Batachtonim? And I'll get only a little bit more, one more question in halach, and then we're going to go and see the concept of the Sfasemis and everybody else. There is a Gurari here. And I'll tell you, the Gurari is a fantastic Gurari. The Gurari says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes in our Parsha, Vayera Hashem El Avrom, it says that he came to go and do Bikur Cholim. He came to visit the sick person. How does he know? Maybe he came to tell the Malachim. In other words, how does the Chazal know that he came to do Bikur Cholim? So says the Gurari, Pirush Midor Niska Shum Dibur Salamara, that this is very unique. This is the only time that Hashem appears and doesn't say anything. Usually Hashem appears and says something. Here doesn't say anything. So becomes a big question, why is he Bechlal showing up if he's not saying anything? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say anything, so he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see him, to show up. Therefore he didn't have to say anything. He came to be Mevaker Lechoyle. You realize that something very interesting. My son said very smart. Bikur Choylim doesn't mean visiting the Choyle. Also, Bikur is checking on the Choyle to see what he needs. You just look at it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Avraham Avinu and he realizes that Avraham Avinu is sad because he doesn't have anybody to visit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Orchim, sent guests to him. So right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see what he needed, didn't say anything, and so that's Avraham Avinu. And that's what he says. So he sees that this is, and then he goes to explain and he says, this is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to Avraham Avinu. This is the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and appears without any dibur, Bikur Cholim. And the question is, why Avraham Avinu was Zoyche? He's the only person who's Zoyche. He had the merit to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu visit him. Why? Why Avraham Avinu is the first one that gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu to visit him? So the questions that we have, let's just get to the questions. The question number one says, Odin. The idea of Avraham Avinu is calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu master, it appears in the Sadin, Namitas HaChesed, question number one. Question number two, Tefillah is predicated on Chesed, and therefore it starts with Odin because Avraham Avinu called Odin. What does it have to do with everything? Just the opposite. It doesn't even make sense, right? Then we saw the concept of Tatog over milk and meat. The idea is that Tachtoin in the milk has ability and has the in charge to overtake the meat that follows, but it shows that the Tachtoinim are the ones who do it. And this idea of the Torah about Tachtoinim mixed, the way how we eat meat and milk together, that milk could be followed by meat, tells you the Torah belongs here. Question is, why specifically by Bosar B'Cholov? And then, the last question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avraham Avinu. And I want to add the fifth question, that's the last one. It says, Avraham Yoshev B'Pesach HaOel. Avraham was sitting, and it says Yoshev in the Pesach. Rashi says, Yoshev Ksiv. Bikesh Lamoid, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, sit. V'ani Emoid, and I'm going to sit. V'at HaSimon L'Banecha, and this is a simon to your children from now on. When the judges sit to judge, they sit, and I will stand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands by the Dayanim. And the question, which is obvious, Avraham Avinu here was doing chesed to people, right? He was waiting for what you call visitors, for Achlos Sorchim. He was waiting for visitors. From here, we learn how a person judges in the din. One second, judgment is nidas hadin. Avraham Avinu is doing chesed. So you see that the confusion between chesed and din is outrageous. Avraham Avinu, which is disha chesed, called the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Odin, which is midas hadin. Just more, we see that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillah starts always with Odin, which is midas hadin, because tefillah depends on chesed. Doesn't make any sense. Avraham Avinu is doing chesed, and he's doing kindness. He's waiting for guests. How he does that, that's how the judges enter the courthouse. The question is why? What is the kasher? To answer all of this, I think we're going to learn, like we've been learning all the time, the Sfasemis. And then after the Sfasemis, we are going to see where the Sfasemis come from. You see, the shiur, the idea of the shiur that we are trying to do is, number one, to learn the Sfasemis and to see parallels in the Sfasemis, throughout the Sfasemis and the Shem Yishmuel, and also to try to explore where does the Sfasemis get his idea from. Because it's never clear. Very few times he'll tell you his sources. So you have to work on yourself to find the sources, and I think it's important to understand where is it coming from. A lot of people use the Sfasemis as the ultimate address, right? Sfasemis S is the Sfasemis. But they never go the next step and say, where did the Sfasemis get this from? So hopefully this is the one of the targets and objects of the shiur. So it says the Sfasemis. Apostle Kaltira Avrom Ani Magiloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avrom, don't worry, I am your shield. Kin Avrom Avinu Ya Shoresh HaChesed. Avrom Avinu is the Shoresh HaChesed. The Chesed is Galgel Bo'ilam Bishviloi. All the Anhogas HaChesed. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness in this world is parallel to the kindness of Avrom Avinu. Moshe Kosa Be'ed Shpai Chesorah. And here, right afterwards, Altir Avrom Anoichem Magiloch is after the war against the kings, against the four kings. And he showed justice and violence. Vika kol eli amlochim. And he went ahead and he hurt all the melochim. So Avrom Avinu was very worried. This is the first time that he had to apply violence to go into war. So he said, you know something, maybe this was poigim, maybe this created the defect, maybe this lowered my chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him just the opposite. The fact that you took justice in your hand, it shows that your kindness is valid. And this is what we're going to explore. Chesed is a very unique mid of Hashem. That you have to put boundaries to it. Chesed without boundaries by nature is going to be destructive. Unlike all the other midas, every mida on its own can't stand. You don't, it's not right. You have always to balance. But midas adin is midas adin. Chesed alone cannot stand. Chesed alone, if you go chesed, which is unbound, unbound chesed is very destructive. Because you go to places that you shouldn't go. K'moshe Omar, Meir Vizkan Izal, like the Chedusharim says, Mayofu Pe'amayich Badalim Bas Nodik. The Pasuk says, how beautiful are your steps, are your feet in shoes, the daughter of Avrom Avinu, which is a Nodik. Shanidivus, because when you have too much love, too much kindness, you need a shoe. You need something to bound it. You need something to enclose it. We can cause a sefer toera or berav, meaning toera or of the Balatani, which we're going to see. Anoichi mogenloch. On this poster, anoichi mogenloch. And you see, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, don't worry. The fact that you put boundaries on your kindness, and there were people that you didn't give kindness, that made your mida of kindness great. Vezeo shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki mitoi hazeh kedei shinish midosei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into such a situation specifically that mida of chesed should be protected. That he should not go and have no boundaries to go into Rishoyim. We all know that if you're kind to the people who are unkind, in the end, you'll be unkind to the people that deserve kindness. The zchus is that the small, the left becomes the right. In other words, the concept is that the right, which is the chesed, needs sometimes, we all know that small docha, the left pushes away and the right brings it closer. So the right needs the left. And if it's the right person, the left becomes the right, because pushing away what's wrong gets you closer to what's right. Avraham Avinu is the one who actually activated the din. וזה הרי מדרש לדרך צדוקה סחרמת, בשלה שפי סחרמת, כמו איסי סחרג מנפש. השם שערי אבא בחסד של אברומים מאמס, לכן נישהו במוקם שלא ירו אל יסחסד. Since אברום אבינוס חסד was אמס, therefore it was protected from going overboard. והכל מאיסטו יסבורך. That comes all from הקודש ברוך הוא. So says this מסמס, מידס החסד, kindness is something that needs to be bound. Because if you don't bind חסד, chesed becomes by nature destructive. Chesed, which is the unbound, the potential, the unbound greatness and power, needs to be bound to function. So chesed without binding is not that you are not balanced, it doesn't function. Chesed by nature needs something to bind and to channel. By the way, this is the Torah, or this is this is the famous idea of the Baal Tanya, which we're going to see. On the posters, Anochi Mogen Loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogen Avrom, he's the shield to protect Avrom. Shavrom hu b'chinas chesed godol al moed. Avrom Avin is the chesed, but chesed, as we spoke, is something unbound, is something that grows. Bli shum moneah. Because Avraham Avinu doesn't have any boundaries. Chesed has no boundaries. V'chulam toivim beinav. You look at Avraham Avinu, everybody was good in his eyes. V'hu rak toiv. V'lachen oma lo yishmol, lo yishmol yichil lefanecha. Avraham Avinu said something, which is unbelievable. He says, Alevai, my son, should be Yishmol. In other words, Avraham Avinu wanted to bring Yishmol into the fold. Pirush yichil la'ad lefanecha. He wanted Yishmol to live forever in front of Hashem, shubchinas ein soif ligvol. He wanted it to be without any limitations. Therefore, we should hear more Yishmol. He knew Yishmol was. Aval kem machmas ha-chesed ha-gol v'tu v'godol. Because of the chesed of Avrom, rich she'ichye. He wanted Yishmol to live, not only live now, but live forever. Lo zubul ma she'rot she'ichye le-chesed v'gol. V'zeh di'isa lo ke Avrom sh'ose minen Yishmol. He says, we don't want to be like Avrom, because Avrom had Yishmol. Yotza machmas rav chaste, but be'emes imero ikach, chesed by itself, if it's unbound, is destructive. De'ine bibias Mashiach, ksiv bo lahamoves lanetzach, v'esruach hatum ha'avim in aretz. You see that the Mashiach comes, he says that Kodesh Boruch Hu will take away the spirit of Tumah. Tzorich levar kol ha'am in aretz. There is no question that you have to destroy evil. If everything goes, so there's no Mashiach, because there's nothing to destroy. That's why you needed the balance of Yitzchok to come in somewhere on the opposite end. Even though Yitzchok also there was a defect, but at least he was a Yisrael. We all know that. The shield is something that protects you. Lemosha b'milchomen nikra magve shebichasi bo shelishlot al hakeshet. We all know that. What is a shield? A shield in the war. You have a shield to protect you from arrows. V'hine ksiv ki shemesh u'magen Hashem Elokim. We all know that this, like the sun and a shield and the filter is the name Havai and Elokim. Shekmo shehashemesh lo yartek lo yicholim lisbol oirei hagadol. The same way the sun, unless the sun has some kind of a gravity or some kind of an atmosphere to keep the light enclosed, to filter the light, humagin shenuchal lisbol. We could never, without the same way that the sun needs a protector filter. You know that if you have anything, you look at the sun directly, you burn retina. For you to be able to see the light of the sun, you need a filter. This light of the sun is darkness without a filter. Kishemeshum again, that's Havai Elokim. Vezeo lo asid lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzeh chama min artika. Lo asid lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away the sun from its filter, from its enclosing. Vetzadikim b'sendim v'arishoyim v'doyim. At that time, the tzaddikim will be able to be nene, that's the oiragonus. Oiragonus is that in this world, in the creation of this world, which is the creation of the tzimtzum, chesed can only be used, chesed can only be achieved if there is a boundary, if there is something which basically bounds chesed. We know that every day in the morning when you wake up, you have the potential, the world in front of you, like Avraham Avinu. And therefore in the world, it's chesed. Hashem brings chesed. אם לא היה מוגן לבחינס החסד, סתם צריך חזו וטובו לתת דרך צימץ כמו שצורך לך, but therefore if in the morning, if הקדוש ברוך הוא put boundaries on the חסד, כמו שצורך לך לזה קליפוס בית שצריכים בשביל לצאת את הקדושה, if הקדוש ברוך הוא say, okay, let me give חסד, and the חסד to go unbound in the morning, then it becomes even to the קליפוס, even to the רע, שהיא סבכה שורך לנור כדוע, then all of it will be good. אם לא היה דרך צים, זה היה חיוסם בלי גבול. If it's not, if it was just chesed, the ra would exist here. There would be no differentiation. ולא יכולים לבאר את הרבי נאורס, you could never take away ra. Therefore, when Avrom Avinu comes in the morning, we have to say, Morgan Avrom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Avrom. Protects Avrom means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a boundary. Here is the Torah Or, the Baal HaTanya says the same idea. Chesed by nature is destructive unless it's bound, unless it's balanced. Chesed is the unique midah that if it's not bound, the whole world will make no sense. And therefore, you have to create a boundary. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ban Ne'olim. That's why Anoichi Mogen Loch. That's why Mogen Avrom. Shemi Shmuel says the same idea. Look at the Shemi Shmuel in Tafresh Anhei. Vatite li magen ishecha, you gave me. That what Shmuel says, you gave me a shield, v'mincha tasadeini v'anvos chasarbeini. Vatite li magen ishecha, you gave me a shield, Medr says, who is that? Is Avrom Avin is the shield.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'fator k'shar v'yakashar noichim v'gilachar v'chavzam loch, v'magan k'yivcha, v'leimeh v'mincha tasadeini, v'tili magen ishecha. The question is, if you look at the psukim, it's out of order. So magen ishecha should have been last, not first. It says when the Orchim came, let me take a little bit of water. Where they say, let me bring a little bit of water? A little bit of water. Why? He wanted to save on the water, meaning what? Water is so expensive. The pasuk says you should give a little bit of water. Why? Why don't you say water? Why a little bit of water? ונראה דו שאברום אבינו עשה חסד, says the שם ישמור the same idea, אברום אבינו עשה חסד. ואנו שהיה מקרב כל מועל מתחס כאן והשכין, אברום אבינו עשה חסד, he brought everybody close. There was no boundaries, he brought everybody in. על יודו שהשפיע בעמיד עשה חסד, by giving חסד, which means love and connection, היינו אבו דוויקוס למוקים, when there was this concept of אבו דוויקוס לקודש ברוך הוא, and then because tomuru kitova shevarimus mitikus akdush az imel ishtekhmem kol khazalem shvade sav robavin is so kind and life is so good and it's so much love, people got attracted to it. Ki kol av ze khitzon dem tosh bakum klal ve efes ve toy nechshov ze umas arimus mitikus akdush lo zeichem alea. Once you have kedusha of love, so then it's easy to attract people. Aval Yitzchak Avinu midas acher sa esomchi. Yitzchak Avinu is the opposite, midas adin to push it away. And then look at this. I'm just going to skip here. O basher Avraham Avinu sirves kol meila medinit asacher she'amachilu namashke vekarvan. Since Avraham Avinu is midas acheset, but ach yadua she'ava tzicha shmira lebad ipur banoiflim. But ava and love needs to be bound. There is no unbound love because the unbound love is destructive. Because if you have unbound love, you end up loving everything and everybody, and that mutates into something very destructive. So if you have only love, needs to be bound. You have to only to give according to a person's own midas and own limitations. That's why maim, the pasuk says, tikken b'midah. Water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made it in measurements. Ki mayim urizim, mayim chasodim shem avu dveikus. Water relates to love, to connection, right? It's potential. Ki mayim shos kol tainug is the beginning of all pleasure. And therefore, you have to give the tzimtzum. Therefore, Avraham Avinu, when he gives chesed, the water, he says, yukach na me'at mayim. I want to give a little bit of chesed. The same idea with children, right? If you give them so much, in the end, you destroy them. If you don't put boundaries, love without boundaries is by nature destructive. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, every time, because he is who he is, he needs protection. Anoichi Mogen Loch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a war to fight and to be violent, to deploy Midas Hadin. And that's before Yitzchok. Yitzchok comes as somebody to balance him out. But even though the hava that he has is bound by nature, because otherwise it's destructive. And the question is why? The Shem Yishmuel says here the same idea, and I'm just going to skip it because I want to just mention in this one something very interesting that he quotes. And he says like this, Acha Pirush, Ki Aduad Bechol Yoim, he says like this, he says the concept of the Or HaGadlus, why Akadosh Baruch Hu had to hide the light of the first day. And he says, because you know, every day there is a Midah of Hashem that took place. Chesed, which is light, was the first day. The Or, is the light, is the concept of love, kindness. The Kotzke Rebbe says, Shinisha, look at this, he asked, why there's no love between the Hasidim like it was in the early generation? The early generation, the Hasidim got along. So he's asking, why is in the world that there is shtikel b'chloikis b'chassidim? So they asked the Kotzker, why is it that the love that you had by the early Hasidim fizzled out by the later generations? Why did that happen? And he says, v'heishiv, look at this, what he answers. She'akodesh Rebbe Yitzchak Mardichov posach es eicha lahava shebashamayim. I believe Yitzchak Mardichov was the biggest lover of Jews, and he opened the floodgates of love. And therefore the love between the early Hasidim was basically triggered by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mardichov. But once you have this unbound love, the Rishoyim were getting it also. They were doing it for love of all kinds of things, because it's unbound. So they decided you have to put a boundary. And putting a boundary, you create machloikis. In other words, machloikis l'shem shamayim creates a balanced love. If you just love people and you can't push anybody away, that love is destructive. The machloikis between the chassidim is to create that you put boundaries onto the love, because the chassidim were so chassidim, right? They were such bound, unbound love that became destructive. So says the Kotzker, the Rabbeinu Mardichov put a boundary, closed the gates of love by creating a shtikel machloikes to make love usable. And the question is, why? Comes out of something unbelievable, right? That love needs to be bound. Love which is not based and blended into Midas Adin is not even love. Unlike the other Midas, every other Midah on its own could go beyond its boundaries and it's no good. But the Midah exists. Chesed cannot exist on its own, because Chesed without, on its own, is not Chesed. Right? And the question is, why not? Look at the Share Oira. So Share Oira explains this, and I'm going to tell you something. This is fantastic, and I think can give us a very great understanding of life. Says the Sfasemes, the Share Oira, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Losecha. The first name of God, which is the closest to all its creatures, right? The first name of God is the closest to all the Brias. And they are, this name is how we enter, how we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the relatable name. There is no way to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without this name as the introduction. Which name is there? Hashem HaNikar Adnus. Adnus is our enters, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the point that Adnus, Aleph Dalet Yud, is my master. It's the only name of God which is the first person possesses. It's ours. Because to make it ours, to connect us to Him, you need the Shamanus. But the relationship, the gates, the connection, the gate to connect to Him, Hashem HaNikra Adnus. That's Adnus. That's the end. That's soif mindset machshava tchila. Realize the beginning of the gilui of Hashem is chesed. The last one is malchus. So the chesed is the beginning, but the Shem Adus is the last one. But you can never have the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu except through the Shem Adus. And let me explain to you why. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we have to connect to him. How? Now, Elokai is not possessive. It's Eloka, the name. You could make it possessive, like Elokim, you make possessive. But the Shem Adnus, without the possessive, is not Hashem. Eloika is Hashem, right? We all say, right? Eloika Slichos. Eloka is a name. You could make it Elokai. That's fine. The only name which only exists in the possessive is the Shem Adnus. And the reason is very simple. Because Ahava is connection. HaKadosh Baruch, when he created the world, the concept of the creation of creatures, which is all an expression of chesed. And we know that that's, and the, here, by the way, I attach to you the pirush of Rav Septimus to Deutzes Chaim, Deutzes of the Arizal. And that's what he explains. So let me explain to you. The Rav Chaim Vital writes at the beginning of Deutzes the following. There was the insight that was Megale, and only we know the beginning of this Galus is the Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to have the Chesed, to be able to do it, he created the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum allowed the Chesed. The Chesed created the Tzimtzum. In order to give to something, he had to create a vacated space, which is creating Tzimtzum. Not only that, Tzimtzum means that by having Midas Adin, we can earn it, and we can connect. The only way for us to enter, to connect, to allow the chesed, because chesed in itself violates the ability to give chesed. Look at the chesed of Hashem. Chesed of Hashem alone, right? It's unbound. There's no creatures. He had to restrain himself to allow the chesed to take place. Even more, like the Ramchal says in the lower sense, is that the chesed of Hashem is the ability to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is connection, which is the beginning of the Bria that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to allow for connection. That connection has to be by similitude, by us being similar to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we don't earn, it's not ours. If it's not ours, we're not similar, we can connect. So Adnus is how the Chesed becomes a Chesed. That's why it's the first name possessive, to make it my God, to allow me, I have to earn it. It has to be my God. The only way for us to connect is to be mine, because we have to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the source of everything. Comes out something very important. Therefore, if we allow ourselves to understand the gating, is the chesed alone of Hashem. The chesed came about by Tzimtzum. In other words, Adnus is how we can perceive the chesed. Look at this, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal as Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav is his giving to us of Torah. For us to perceive and understand and capture and grasp Torah Shebichtav, the Torah Shebaal Peh. We always mention Yudke Vovke, the 26th, Keneged Torah Shebichtav, the 24th, Sforim, Anoich Velo Yelacho. Adnus is 65, Keneged the 60, Mesechta Derayos, as the 5 Mesechta Derabanan. Torah Shebaal Peh is what allows us to do it. Midas Hadin, the Tzimtzum, is what allows the Chesed to take place. Chesed creates the need for Tzimtzum. So chesed without din blend into it violates the chesed. Because realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world is a chesed, that the chesed, in order to exist chesed, what did he do? All of the tzoynei haposhel of chesed, and he created a cholol upon, he constrained himself. That constraining, that midas adin, is what allows chesed to take place. That is the filter pool. This is the concept of chesed we'll go after. So what I want to say, so that answers. Avraham Avinu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin. Because for you to be able to have chesed, you have to create Adnus. Adnus is the beginning of chesed. Chesed by nature requires boundaries. The idea without boundaries is not chesed. You think that there is chesed without boundaries. If you love your child and you never ever put boundaries, that's not called love. That's not chesed. Because chesed by nature, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to create boundaries. A chesed without boundaries is not chesed. In other words, the chesed is to give to somebody. So says the Yitzchak Chaim, he had to create the ability to have somebody, which is Midas Adin. Says the Shari Yoira, the gate for chesed is creating Midas Adin. Midas Adin is what allows chesed, the bounding of chesed, death is true chesed. The idea is, we all know this, by David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech had the Duniyahu, and the Duniyahu ben Chagit was actually rebelling against him. And the Pasuk says, V'le'atzovu avim imo. And you know why it happened? Because the father of David HaMelech never told him, Madua kachasita, why are you doing this? He didn't put boundaries. If you don't put boundaries, it doesn't work. Therefore, Avraham Avinu is the one that always HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts boundaries. The Sfasemes, in one, I gave you a lot of Sfasemes, other ideas of Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that's why Avraham Avinu was the one that the Torah Shebichsav actually tests him. The Sora Nishyoin is by Avraham Avinu, but Yitzchak you don't have. You have a Kedas Yitzchak, but the Kedas Yitzchak Avraham is the one who's doing. You don't have Yaakov Avinu, you don't have Beferush in Soyin, a testing, only by Chesed, because by Chesed you need boundaries, otherwise not a Chesed. Therefore, Chesed is always what Chesed creates Midas Adin. You realize that Dayonim, when Dayonim go to judgment, how do they start? They start, the Gemara says in Shabbos, by putting the talis, that's the beginning of judgment. That's how the courtroom starts. Why put in the talis? Because the talis is the white, which is the chesed that wraps around. Midas HaChesed is the one that brings about Midas HaDin. Because Midas HaChesed requires Midas HaDin for it to be chesed. So it's not that it needs to be balanced by chesed. Chesed creates Midas HaDin because chesed without din is not even a chesed. And therefore, that's why Avraham Avinu does chesed by us. The way how he does chesed, that's how din is done. Because din is not just a balancing of chesed, din is how chesed can be expressed. Therefore, the Torah says, by us, how Avraham Avinu does the chesed of Achnosas Orchim, that's how the Dayonim do it. That's why the Shem of Avraham Avinu, what's the Shem of Avraham Avinu? Is Abus. Abus is mean there is merit and demerit, because Avraham Avinu, which is chesed, knows that for him to be chesed, the Shem Odin is the one that allows chesed to be chesed. Therefore, Adus is the Shem. Adus is Din, like the Tzlach says. Yes, because that Midas HaDin is what Chesed is all about. Chesed is not the Pshad, it's to be balanced by Midas HaDin. Without Adus, not a Chesed. The same way when we wake up in the morning and we go ahead and we want the Chesed of Hashem. So says the Magid Tzedek, you start with the word Odin. The Chesed, you have to realize that is the Chesed of boundaries, of Odon Olam. That's why we say tefillah. Tefillah is we want the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be within the realm of Abbas. And therefore, we have to give the first step. Because you could ask a question, what's the purpose of davening? Hashem is giving us anyway. Why do we have to ask? Because by asking, you are deserving. At least you're giving the first step. Therefore, you start tefillah with Abbas. Because we want the chesed of Hashem to be filtered through Adus. So Adus is not only, Midas HaDin is not only the balancing of chesed, Midas HaDin is the filter of chesed. And that we see, that's why Anoichi Moged Loch, that's why Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh Hashem Adus. Without the Shem Adus, he's looking at the sun without a filter that you get burned. Midas HaChesed without a filter is destructive. Avraham Avinu is doing Kridados. For us, when we start the day, that's why Magid Tzedek says, the day is the chesed of Hashem. We are going to go ahead and enjoy the kindness of Hashem. We know that the chesed of Hashem has to come through others. We have to realize that there is a mission in life. I always say life is never a gift. If it's a gift, it's destructive. Life is an investment. And that's the idea of Odon Olam. That's how we start davening. Every tefillah we say, Hashem, the chesed that you give me should be filtered through Abbas. That's what the Magid Tzedek says. That's why you do through Abbas. That's why chesed is basically always the tato. In the world of the tachtoinim is chesed, but chesed that gets into itself din, which means bosar becholov, there is cholov, and afterwards bosar, which is the concept that chesed requires din to function. And therefore, milk followed by meat is okay. Because the tachtoinim govern that we are in the world of midas that chesed needs midas adin, and therefore we need to be challenged. And our chisorin, the fact that we are imperfect, that imperfection allows to work on ourselves to be the chesed that comes through the Shem Adus. And therefore, because chesed is connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that concept of chesed is Avraham Avinu, that he's the only one who's visited HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because connection is Avraham. But Avraham knows that connection has to come through boundaries. Rabbi, I asked you once, how can you define, how can you summarize Yiddishkeit in one word? What's the purpose of Yiddishkeit? So people say, Avdus, Avodayim, is servant. We are servants of Hashem. And I always said the Chizar right. The Mishnah Seshoim says the Tachlis of the world is Dveikus Hashem, is connection, right? But you realize that they are very connected. Connection is not possible if it's not done through serving Him. Because if you do it for nothing, just chesed, connection, is in itself destructive. There is no way to connect without the filter. Avdus is the filter of connection. Therefore, Avodayhem is our filter, the entrance to connection, because connection has to come through that. And therefore, Avdus is nothing but the entry point or the gate towards Dveikus. And that's why Avdus is the Shem of Avraham Avinu. Always boundaries is what creates Chesed. Chesed means something without boundaries, and the Chesed without boundaries, you can only appreciate without boundaries, putting boundaries before. That's why Shabbos, right? We spoke, this is connected to the Shulim we spoke before. We spoke the Shabbos, right? Shabbos, which is the Chesed and the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it starts always with Shomer, which is putting boundaries. Zocher, right, which is Kedusha Shabbos, it only is on Shabbos itself. But we start before Shabbos. How do we start? We start Shabbos with something called Shomer, with the boundaries of Shabbos. The boundaries is what allows us to create a filter to connect. And that's life in general. And says the Sfasem, as we saw, that that's why the world of Machlokes, in a world that you love everybody, you don't know what love is. Because loving everybody is a oxymoron, right? Because love is something that needs in itself boundaries. Because love, which is unbound, is not love. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loving us meant creating boundaries. The idea of the Oyer Hagonos, lost in love with the Oyer Hagonos, don't have any boundaries. In this world, the Oyer Hagonos has boundaries. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us help us, that we all know, we always think that in this world, you see, the chinuch is the way to love your children is putting no boundaries. If you love your children without boundaries, this love is destructive, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love came about through boundaries. Therefore, in life, it's choisech, yishevet bnoich. We all know that taking away the stick away, the carrot and the stick, is the concept that the stick makes the carrot. And that's Ava, that's Avraham Avinu, the Shem Odoin, and therefore Tefillah, which is Chesed, we preface, we create a filter before anything else, which is Odoin. If you want to see the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we start with Odoin.
Brother, just on one quick point, I made a mention of it in the Shir, is that the Chesed is also seen that the angel that came to destroy Sodom was there also, so that was the balance. That's why it morphs into Din right away, that he's there with the Chesed present is the angel. It's going to, that whole conversation is going to morph into the conversation about whether Avram can defend against the destruction of Sodom.
Right. See, but that one is balancing. We all know that the milas need to be balanced. We all know this. The chidush of the Shari Oira, which is the Ari in the beginning, is that Chesed does need to be balanced. Chesed without midas adin is not Chesed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu could never give you Chesed without boundaries. The Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the boundaries. So it's not that it needs to be balanced. You have Chesed in your balance. So let's say Midas Adin, you have to balance it out. Balancing is good, but it's not balancing. It's not Chesed. So in other words, if you give too much to your child, if you put no boundaries, it's not that the Chesed is imbalanced. It's not Chesed.
So
Chesed requires boundaries.
The Din comes along to balance Chesed. You're saying that Chesed...
That's a separate issue. That's effort. Avraham Avinu only had Yitzchak later.
But just to clarify, I was going to dig into this point a little bit. There were just two elements of balancing. One is inherent in Chesed. Some has to be restrained by something in it. It's got to be an admixture with something in it. A second issue is there's an extraneous Din that has to balance Chesed. Is that correct?
Am I understanding that correctly? Yes. And what does that mean? Translating, right? The Chesed, which is bound by Din, means that there is limitations. That's it. It's limitations. It's called the Shoresh Adin. The Shoresh Adin is there. Now, Midas Adin is punishing Rishoyim. Midas Adin is doing justice, applying justice. That's a balance. That is a balance. Right? So in order, but Chesed in itself needs boundaries, which is Shoresh Adin. It's called Shoresh Adin, which means, and that's why I told you, I would love people to actually look, and I encourage everybody to look at Septimus, and we're going to do it for Shabbos. Even in the world before Midas Adin, which is Ola Birtsoinoi HaPoshot, which is the world before Midas Adin, in the world before Midas Adin, there was already the Shoresh of Midas Adin, which is a boundaries. You know, there's no Chesed without boundaries. We always think that, like you're saying, Michael, Midas Adin comes to balance it out. It's not true. Shoresh of Midas Adin, which is boundaries, is ingrained in Chesed. The Chesed is a bound Chesed. It's basically, the Valatani says something very right, right? If you look at the light of the sun, you see darkness. For you to appreciate the light, it's not that you have to balance, you need to filter. So that Shoresh Hadin, which is the Minei Din and Misorin. So therefore, the Chidush, what we're saying is the following, and that's what Sardis will say also, that before Midas Hadin, there was always Shoresh of Midas Hadin. Boundaries. In other words, can I give you an example, Michael? When you love a child, it's not that you're going to punish him. That's Midas Hadin. You have to put boundaries. The love means putting boundaries. Unbound love.
Think about the chemistry in atoms, or you know, when you get down to it, the basic core components of anything. So Chesed turns out is not a core component in itself. It's a mixture.
Absolutely. That's a boring me doing. In other words, the Chesed on its own, right? Chesed on its own, it's impossible for us to even comprehend, to relate. It's not relatable. So that's why the gating for us to connect, the relationship to Chesed has to be bound, has to be with Shoresh Midas Adin. And that's first of all, so the Sfasemes tells you this is the application to us. When the Levitzuch Mardish of Lot, unbound love is not love. I always say, if you love everybody, you don't know what love is.
I just wanted to share a couple of things. I heard that, I thought one time that Rabbi Schreifeld stood by Woodstock and he said, he told people, you can't hate, you can't love.
Okay.
The idea of all of the machshava liberates of the Israel means of din is this idea that you have to have din. It's all well English in the sky into Shita from Israel, but it has to be all of the machshava liberates of the means of din.
What you say is so gewaldic, because you're right, it's all of the machshava is always, which is the Shoresh Hadin was always there. The Shoresh Hadin is always there. The whole love of the world is Shoresh Hadin, is the Tzimtzum. The Ahavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzimtzum. So all of the Daitoi, that stays, that's Shoresh Hadin. Now the Din itself is something else, but the Shoresh Hadin has to be there. In other words, it has to be a boundary, it has to be a limit, it has to be something that violates Chesed. You have to put this one, yes, this one, no, dry and toy. You have to put boundaries, that's the idea. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed was all a bit toy, exactly.
Also, to connect this year to last year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Gro on Chan Kippur Yigir Rechamechus is the exact same idea. And this is partial, so that the idea of the Akedah was to show that Avraham Avinu's Chesed is real. It wasn't just unbound Chesed. By showing that he could apply means of Din properly, it showed that his Chesed was real Chesed.
Gewaldic Moed. And that's why Sfasemes, on the next offensive we didn't do, he said that clearly. That's why Avraham Avinu is the only one that's tested so many times, which culminates with the Akedah, right? That's the culmination of the testing, because the idea is that Ahava is very easy to fall the trap to think that Ahava is unbound, because Ahava is Chesed. Chesed kill Kol Hayoyim. And therefore, every time you have chesed, shtei b'shari oire, you start the Shem Ados, which is a fantastic thing. Every time with chesed, start the Shem Ados. That's Adon Olam. That's why the scroll of saying, it's not a simple word, what the Magi Tzedek saying, it's so deep. He says, all of it, the world is chesed. How do you see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting him boundaries. You have to put a boundary to be able to connect to him. In other words, putting boundaries, there is connection. Look at Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin is Meloshet Kiddusha. You're connected to your wife, but also La Kule Alma Kehekdesh. You're putting a boundary on her. The first thing is putting a boundary. That's it. This is in the world. And you know something? Gotta tell you something, Rivian. This is in this world today. Today we think that loving people is putting no boundaries. In other words, the woke philosophy today is you can't put boundaries. You can't differentiate. Men and women are all the same because you have to love everything and you have to love everybody and everybody's the same. If you love everybody the same, you don't know what love is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never do that. You have to create boundaries, separating what's a man and woman. All these boundaries, what allows you to have love.
Well, I would say a little further. I think part of what drives the lack of sexual identity is no one wants to have limitations. They want to be the very human. Humans involves limitations. You're not going to live forever. You're not going to be able to do everything. And our sexuality is so fundamental to us that people say, "I don't want to be bound by that. I want to be free to have whatever I want."
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. But the love that, by the way, today there's so many studies on this that they say that there's open marriages, right? There's no love because love has to put boundaries. If you don't put any boundaries, there's no love. Love is predicated on boundaries. That's why an open marriage means that there's no love. That people don't know what love is.
Right. Well, I mean, the Torah does allow for polygamy.
Yeah, but you realize something, there is a very big limitation. In other words, each one with his own wife is not, in other words, doesn't adshter to somebody else. Because the ahava to somebody else doesn't do that, right?
No, but a husband could have 100 wives. I mean, a double melech.
Yes, right, but each one is his own love to her. Meaning that it's because he doesn't really create, it doesn't stop him. In other words, his love to her is not hurt or bound by any way by love to somebody else. In other words, the boundaries to him and his wife is Sheira Kisusavi no Soloigra. In other words, you have a boundary that you have to provide to her and you have to have Oina, etc. In other words, his boundaries is not to have somebody else. Her boundaries are not to have somebody else. But his boundaries is to have a certain boundary, not the fact that he has to be monogamous. Could be polygamy, but it's still boundaries. Sheira Kisusavi no Soloigra. And by the way, that's why they're called Sorosa, right? Because they themselves become a boundary to him, right? They become the enemies. They create the boundaries. By nature, the nature of the relationships, the nature of relational boundaries, that you're creating machloikis between two sides of you.
But the Sorosa also in open marriages, that they're playing Soros.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else, anybody? Tzvi,
We said at the end of this year that Shabbos, that's why it has Shomer. Shabbos is a Hava, and Shomer is the boundaries around Shabbos.
Right.
So could that be the Indian maybe of Tosafos Shabbos?
I thought always it's Shabbos. By the way, this is also the idea of Tchumin. Not only Tosafos, but also Tchumin. The Sasebis always says, the Hava of Shabbos, because our Shabbos Hava is Ichud, this connection, it needs boundaries.
And that's why this
is Tchumin. That's why this is Tchumin. It says, because Ein Olam, the same idea, like Michael said, technically there are no boundaries, but the nature of the relationship has to be with boundaries. So by women, it's Tzorosa, right? There's a Tzor, or there's a Tzor. Says the Sasemis, and traditionally say always Tchumin. Tchumin is that.
I see. The Rambam,
so that's a Shaila why before Matan Torah, those if you don't chumin or not, that's what they go on to explain, yes.
Right. And the Rambam doesn't bring Tosafos Shabbos as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So could it be that the person has to make the boundaries? That's why it's not Tosafos Shabbos.
Interesting that aspect. Right. It's possible. I don't know.
I didn't see anything anywhere.
Vlachon, what do you think?
It's very nice. I gave you a gematria, Yad Vakol.
Yad Vakol, that's 72, yes? But you realize that 72 is also boundaries, right? Because 72 is the three shamas. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always three shamas. Right? The 72-3, going, coming back, it's because of the boundaries. Yeah. So even the Yodu Bakol, which is very about 72 by 72, has boundaries. There is nothing unbound. But there is nothing unbound. You know, there's a chesed which is unbound, is Nishka Chesed. That's the chidush of the sorry, but that's the chidush. We saw that, right? This is what's called in Chazal Shoyer Shadim.
But Yishmael is defined as unbridled.
Unbound, so that's why he could not be 72, because that would be a problem. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because 72 is bound. 72 is the three shamers. That's why 72 is times three, right? It's 216. Right, because those are three shem, because they have to be bound. Unbound doesn't exist. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? All of the daitoi, right? Which is something that we can't understand. The chesed we can't understand, but the chesed for us to understand by nature that connection was the beginning of the tzimtzum. That's why he said that. Remember, we saw the septuagint. That's what septuagint says. It's throughout Chabad. This is the first sentence. This is the what? That's what he says. Soif ma'ase b'machshava tchila. The machshava of Chesed had to be called. That in Chazal say, ibat abba oilid brata. That the daughter, which is the concept of Malchus, is a direct result of Chesed. Because the boundary, that's the two of them together. That's Bach Chila is Simanyof Elabonim. The Malchus is a Simanyof Elabonim. Because you can't have Bonim without a Bach Chila. That's a Malchus. That's the story. But by the way, if you should see there, all the Swasemis that they didn't have time to quote, it's fantastic how he goes on to this. That explains very Gishmak how this whole idea. And also the idea of the Itu Fadayonim, why Midas Adin always starts with Midas HaChesed, has to be this way. Why Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the only one who says, Ami Chasen Yemi Avraham Shanias, and he says, Dafka by Avraham Avinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.